As you are all coming in tonight, it was a pleasure to see everybody come in. And as Roger and Pat Webster came in, I sat down for a minute with Pat, said it was nice to see her. I hadn't seen her for a while. She said, "My only complaint is you don't have a meeting every Monday anymore." I said, "Why is that?" She said, "Well, I used to look forward to getting rid of Roger once a week." I said, "Well, Pat, we do still have meetings every Monday. We don't want to see him four nights a month either. So we told him it's only every week."
May I say a few words?
No, we've only rented the hall for a short period, thank you. I told my mother last week, who actually turned 95 just last week, very happy to say, that I was being installed as president tonight, and her remark was, "I hope you do a better job than Obama." I'm especially happy to have her here, as well as my son Nick, who traveled up from Boston, and my daughter Angie and her husband David. Special thank you to Lieutenant Governor Dan, Governor-elect Frank, and Molly Dennett. Great to have you up here tonight. I'd like to thank the Key Club, as well as all of our members, spouses that are here, and our invited guests. Kathy Calvin, Joe Adrignola, and Brian Winslow have been a tremendous help to me, and I think probably every president before me. They do countless things behind the scenes that many of us don't see, and I just want to say a special thank you to all of you as well. And can't very well forget my buddy Russ Bean. He brought up the idea of having our installation here a few weeks back, and by all means, I jumped on it. But he, Carol Ann, and Craig and Gail have obviously gone above and beyond tonight, I think. They've brought in entertainment. They've obviously paid for the bar, so I'd like to give them a special round of applause. And as Mike mentioned, last year our emphasis was on increasing membership, and I think that we accomplished that, which is evidenced by many of our new members that are here tonight. Thank you for joining us. Many of these new members have already agreed to becoming either officers or chairpersons of various committees for next year. I'd like to see us continue recruiting new members in the ensuing year, with an emphasis put on public relations and fundraising. We must do a better job of letting the public know who we are, what we do, and what we represent. We've always been very supportive of many requests from the community, but we've not done a good job publicizing all that we do. Once we achieve this, I feel we'll have a much easier job of attracting new members, and we have discussed many ideas, and I think a great year is ahead. I hope you all have a great time tonight. And as you may have noticed, I hired a designated driver for anyone needing a ride home tonight. His name's Lieutenant Al Lasad. He's seated at the back corner. And I'm sure that he or many of his men will be glad to give you a ride. He may go by the police station before he brings you home. I was told that I had to keep my remarks short, so this is it. Thank you all for coming. I really appreciate it. Thank you.